Very pleased to be joined by the captain of the Canadian national women's team. Once again, a podium finish, but this one had a different feel for Canada. That's for sure. Christine Sinclair joins us on the Andrew Walker Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Let's start there. How different did it feel to you? I mean, we've all read the stories. You lose that game 4 years ago to the U.S. and you play the bronze medal game and almost this weird sense of anger. And how different was this bronze medal and what led up to that final game?
Well, I think that first and foremost, this bronze medal is completely deserved. And I actually think we deserve something, it's a different color. You know, we're the only team to have won 5 games. We finished top of our group, knocked off, I think, 3 of the top 5 teams in the world. It's obviously we're thrilled with the bronze medal, but, you know, we knew it could have been a different color this time around.
It really seemed to serve notice that, I mean, I think I read that finishing off the way you did proved that all along you guys were a gold medal contender. And some people said that, maybe some people didn't believe. But like you said, you beat Australia, you beat Germany for the first time ever. You beat the host team, you beat France, who you beat 4 years ago. The only thing that this Olympics didn't have was maybe that rematch with the U.S.
With them losing very early in the tournament, obviously that didn't happen. But, yeah, I mean, we came into this knowing what we were capable of. We knew that we were capable of getting to the top of the podium. I think a lot of other countries maybe didn't see that as a possibility for us. But I thought we showed over the course of the tournament that we're right up there. We're one of the best teams in the world. And, you know, going forward, we should be a gold medal threat every Olympic Games.
The great Christine Sinclair, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Here in Toronto. So you mentioned the U.S. lost out and the way the bracket set up and maybe we didn't expect you to beat Germany, but all of a sudden, you know, we were, even that day, we had mixed emotions in studio because we were debating, did we want to see the rematch with the United States at some point, or were we cheering for the fact that they were knocked out so early? What did you feel at the time? Was it sweet to see them go packing so early, or did you want to see them again?
No, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, we head into a tournament wanting to win the tournament. And, you know, if the number one team in the world's going to lose early, obviously it makes our journey a little bit easier. But at the same time, you know, there are rivals, and it would have been nice to it have been us to knock them out of the tournament. But, you know, we're proud of how we finished and, I think it's the first time ever we've finished above them in a major tournament.
Your bronze medal game, what a nice round number. It was your 250th career cap. As you know, you end up scoring the bronze medal winning goal as well. Can you make sense of that number? What does 250 mean to you? If I would have told you when you were 17, you would have hit 250, what would you have said?
I always said you'd have been crazy. No, I mean, I actually had no idea that that's the number of caps I was at until John brought it up before the game. I've never been one to pay attention to that type of thing. So, yeah, it's pretty special. I think it goes to show the development of our program. And, you know, when I first made the national team, we played, 3 games a year. And so, obviously, things have changed. And, it's been a crazy journey, that's for sure.
This happens with when athletes get older. It's only natural. You've been doing it for so long, and like you said, 250 games now. People are going to start asking the future questions, and does she have something left in the tank? And when is the end? Does it come this year? Is this your last tournament? Is, 3 years from now your last tournament? Does talk like that, does that motivate you? Do you laugh it off? Do you wonder yourself, what do I have left for this big game or this big tournament?
No, I mean, I don't pay attention to what other people say. That's always something I've done. Just don't let external things in. And for me, as long as I can stay healthy, I'll keep going. And as long as John keeps picking me, I still get up every day. Well, maybe not the past couple of days, but I still get up pretty much every day. you know, wanting to get better and train. And once that disappears, that's when I have to call it a career, but it hasn't yet.
So you didn't get better this weekend, you're saying?
Absolutely not.
you stayed the same last couple of days. I think you deserve it. I think you're in it. So, I mean, what is next then? Are you kind of, you know, in that mentality where you say, hey, listen, like I will stop playing when they rip that jersey off my back, basically?
No, I'm not going to be that type of player. You know, obviously I'm very close with our head coach and, you know, I never want to be that player where he's being like, you need to call it a career, but I don't think we're there by any means. So, yeah, it's just something honestly not focusing on. You know, in a week I head back to my professional team and then, you know, I want to win the championship there and, yeah, move on.
When you see John doing what he's done with your group, does it inspire you? Like, he's coaching in your future, do you think?
I don't know. I can't see myself being a head coach right now by any means. To see what goes into that and the stress level for that. I've done some coaching over the years and with younger players. And, yeah, it's something I enjoy, but, not really thinking about another career right now.
Christine Sinclair, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. The biggest thing for me when I watched, you know, the last couple of weeks and these girls in this program, it was just the youth. And as we know, there were six holdovers, but the torch is being passed. And, you know, there's Buchanan and she's 20. There's Ashley Lawrence and she's 21. And Deanne Rose was so good and she was 17. Janine Becky, we had her on the show after her big goal in the opener. But when you were that age, like when you made your national team debut at the age of 17, do you think sometimes, like, how would you have handled the pressure of these Olympics and those big games when you first started? Do we have a greater level of maturity in the program now than ever before?
I think we have a system in place that we haven't had before where these young players are coming into the full team having played the exact same system in youth national teams and things like that, where it just makes the transition so much easier. Whereas when I first made the national team, I hadn't had that. And I think the other thing that you see with these young kids is every single one of them has like youth World Cup experience. And that's huge that, you know, yes, the Olympic Games or the World Cup are the biggest of them all, but all these kids have played in big games before. Which makes a huge difference.
Who impressed you the most when you look at those kids? And I didn't even mention Jesse Fleming in there, but as this tournament went on, and like I mentioned, Janine Becky, who scored at a spectacular rate so far in her 25 caps in the national team, they just seemed to get better and better. The youth did as this tournament went on. What impressed you the most?
Oh, they all did. I honestly can't single one out. You know, each one of them played different roles throughout the course of the tournament. Like you said, you've got Ashley Lawrence, who I think played like four different positions throughout the course of the tournament. You've got Jesse, who's like setting up winning goals, just like dominating the midfield. Obviously, Kadisha in the back. Yeah, I can't single out one. Each one, you know, when they were given an opportunity, they took it and ran with it. And yeah, it's just super proud to see them flourish in the biggest of the tournaments.
Do you and Melissa, do you feel old or do they keep you young?
Well, just to be clear, Melissa's a couple years older than me, so I think I keep Melissa young. she's sitting right here.
Yeah, she's an 80. She's an 81. You're an 83. That's fair.
No, I mean, we just got a good, we have a good group that we all just, we make it work.
Christine Sinclair, our guest. So I was interested in Rio as a whole, like 4 years ago in London, you guys were the story. So Rosie McLennan wins her gold in trampoline, but that was our only gold. And it was a maybe disappointing Olympics for the Canadian team as a whole, but you guys kind of saved that. This year, did you feel the Canadian success around you? There's, you know, Penny Oleksiak doing her thing. You guys set the tone with the first goal against Australia early, and it's Andre DeGrasse and it's Derek Drouin. Did you feel the momentum around you?
Oh, I mean, yes, in a sense, like, as best we could, being that, like, we were never based out of Rio. And so all of our experiences of watching other Canadians absolutely kill it was on television in Portuguese. So, you know, we did our best, and, you know, we were always glued to the television. And, yeah, I mean, I think as a Canadian team, it was, this Olympic Games had a different feel, and that we went there to win, not just to compete. We went there to win, and I think the country saw, you know, obviously certain individuals step up and just completely dominate, which was awesome to see.
Canadiana continued up here this weekend. I don't know if your Saturday night included any tragically hip watching, did it?
Actually, it did. We were actually at the Canada Olympic House, and they were honoring our team, but everything went on pause for the tragically hip, and everyone, yeah, watched at least most of the concert.
What did you think? What did you make of it?
Ah, just incredible. Obviously, just so much surrounding that concert, and yeah, just, I don't know, watching it makes you feel like a proud Canadian, that's for sure.
We appreciate the time. I read an old interview today with you, and basically your quote was, you know, whenever someone told you that you were great or one of the greatest or one of the greats, you said, to be great, you have to do something great. Now that this is all over, do you finally feel you're there?
No. I mean, like, a two-time Olympic medalist sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd love a different color at some point.
Well, hey, everyone here does feel that way. We can tell you that. You guys were awesome. Congratulations again. And congratulations on a spectacular tournament. Have a safe flight home.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.